The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John the Baptist approached Jesus and said to him, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus answered, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Interestingly, this tension between the Pharisees and the followers of John the Baptist and Jesus' disciples appears in all three synoptic gospels. The same question and the same challenge that the Pharisees and the followers of John have and come to Jesus, recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So clearly, it had some important early teaching in the church. The first reading from Isaiah the prophet speaks about fasting. Now, there are many reasons why people fast. People fast to lose weight sometimes. It's a very good thing, but there isn't much spirituality to it. It's a discipline. Other people fast because there's a law that says you should fast. No, we still have fast and abstinence days, few that they are, but they're still there. So we do have some laws about fast and abstinence. All religions have laws about fasting. And therefore, the followers of John and the Pharisees are fasting because they're observing the law. But Jesus says, discipleship is different. In discipleship, you have to walk with the Master. You have to walk with Jesus Christ. You have to be bonded to Jesus Christ. You have to go through suffering, death, and resurrection with Jesus Christ. And then you will fast, not because of a law. You will fast because of a relationship with Jesus Christ. So when you come to Lent, for all the disciplines we have in Lent, and the worthy sacrifices we make at Lent, they have to be rooted in Jesus Christ. They have to be an expression of our discipleship with the Lord. Look at that first reading. What is the fasting that we are urged to do here in the prophet Isaiah, where it said, fast from selfishness. Fast from greed. Greed and selfishness. Fast from holding grudges against other people. Fast from anger. There are many ways in which fasting will express our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus is speaking here. His disciples will walk with him, they will celebrate with him, they will see miracles, but they will also suffer with him. They will be disillusioned, and then the Holy Spirit will come upon them, and their faith in the risen Jesus will be renewed. When that happens, they will be invincible. They will make every kind of sacrifice. They will lay down their lives. They will go through all sorts of hardships. Fasting has a very, very broad application. So when we think about fasting for Lent, it's not just an obstacle course. We're trying to achieve something. It's a call to prayer. It's a call to set something aside in my life which is a burden, an obstacle, an obsession in my life. something that weighs heavily upon me. And the fasting that I do from food or whatever sacrifice I make is an expression of my desire to be free in the power of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, it tends to feed my ego, like I'm fasting and I'm a very good person because I'm fasting. It's not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ. You attach yourself to Jesus Christ, and the Spirit calls you into certain kinds of sacrifice and fasting. Very often, we don't have to look very far. How far do we have to look to find somebody that we resent? To find somebody that with whom we are impatient? To find somebody that irritates us? And we get disturbed and we hold a grudge. And then Jesus comes in here and says, fast from holding a grudge. Fast from being impatient. Fast from demanding, winning the argument, overcoming the other, having the last word. Fast and be free. That's the reading of the gospel. Freedom in Jesus Christ is to fast in the spiritual way, walk with the Lord, become part of discipleship in Jesus Christ, and this will lead us to true fasting in the spiritual and in a real world. Here is the teaching of the Word of God today from that first reading from Isaiah and from the Gospel of Matthew. Amen.